everybody, and welcome back to Spiritual Successor, a comedy video game design podcast where we take your horrible, nasty, cursed video game ideas from all over the internet and turn them into new AAA video game titles. Sorry, I got kind of tripped up on the intro that time. I'm not sure what it is. I think it's because I'm not sick anymore, and so I've got, like, good new brain funk. Anyway, I'm one of your hosts, AJ Hart. I am joined today by my other host, Blake Rea. I'm going to say your name for you this time.
Hey, everybody. So,
you sound really upset. What's going on? What's wrong, my man?
So, okay. I'm going to share a story with you all because it relates to... Everybody knows I like older women, right? Everybody here on this podcast, you,
yeah, you're a dear big listener. Harold and Maude stan.
Yeah, so
a Harold and Maude Kinney, I believe, is what your Twitter bio says.
So my mom came to town, and her and I, you know, she lives in Oregon. She came down to visit me. And we're out having dinner, and she's like, you know, asking me like moms do. It's like, oh, how's your love life? Are you meeting any kind ladies as of recent? And I explained to her that I accidentally hit it off with my brother's production or band manager, who's like 39. And my mom looks at me, and she looks me dead in the eye, and she says, "You have mommy issues." And I'm like, and I wouldn't have
thought. Your mom said this to you?
Yeah, I know. My mom said I have mommy issues, which is like so much to unpack, right? Because it's like, one, huge burn, huge fucking burn. Two, for my mom to say I have mommy issues is to acknowledge that my mom fucked up somewhere.
She really looked at you and was all like, damn, somebody around
up.
Here, I don't know who.
Yeah, somebody
they really did a number to you, huh? Wild.
And like, the
couldn't
more
have been
I
me,
think
though.
About the more I think about it, the more it like cuts me up. Like the more it's like, oh my fucking God, my mom just like fucking hit me. Just like, she just like saw everything about me and saw like the weakest spot in my armor and just said, I'm gonna fucking shoot that. And then
your mom really saw you and said, I brought you into this world and I can take you out by words alone.
It's incredible. It's so fucking
stupid.
It's
actually not incredible at all. It's the worst thing that a mother has ever said to their son,
I think. But it's so fucking funny, isn't it? Like, it, oh my God.
It's really funny.
Huge fucking bird. So now, it got me thinking of like, oh man, I should mention this on the podcast. Because so much of the time you and I have cracked jokes about like all of the women I'm like super into in video games are like kind of have mom
and now
energy.
You know, and now you know that your mom would bully you for them.
Yeah. Well, I already knew that. I knew like I've seen images of what my mom looked like when she was like my age or in her teen years, and I'm like, yeah, she would have called me a fucking nerd and dunked my head into a toilet. I know it for sure. Well, welcome to the podcast. I just wanted to share that story.
Welcome to the podcast. Nobody psychoanalyze Blake Rea. If any of you do it, I'm going to hunt you down and kill you. Do not touch this boy's brain.
I will accept a psychoanalyzation in the form of an iTunes review, but it has to be at least 3 paragraphs long, and it has to be MLA formatted. I'm talking like indentation, paragraph breaks, and that weird thing that goes in like the top right corner. What is that called? Is it just
the name?
Well, it's your name, and then it's some other info. Like, right? It's your name, your email. Not your email.
And your
don't
home
se-
address
don't
and
send
your
me-
cell phone number.
And your social.
If you give Blake Rea a complete psychoanalyzation in our iTunes review, you better be ready to dox yourself.
That's the trade-off, baby. All right, AJ, do you want to kick it off, or do you want me to kick it off?
You kick it off.
All right, I will kick it off, because I have... I wish there was like a mom themed like submission. I think that would have been perfect.
I don't want to do that as a theme this week.
No, I don't. I mean, it would have been fun to kick off the show with that as a submission. All right, this one comes to us on Twitter from Caleb Martin, Taylor's version at Is This a Theist? Sandcastle Tycoon. I've been like in a weird city management sim kick these past couple weeks. And
it's true. I've tried to get you back to seeking that Rang with me, but you've been like, no, I'm busy frostpunking. I'm about to beat Elden Ring alone.
Yeah.
With a friend. So alone.
See, how can you name drop people, and then when I name drop people, you get mad at me?
It was an accident. It was an accident, and I had every expectation. As soon as I said his name, I knew I was going to censor it. So, like, bug off.
Well, now, but no, now he can be in friend fiction. Side note, our friends want to write fan fiction of our podcast. I'm not going to name drop.
You can't do this. You can't steal their flavor or their bits.
I'm not stealing their bits. I'm just communicating how funny our fucking friends are to our lovely audience. It's not me. It's not my bit. I'm just saying our friends are funny and are talented writers and they want to write fan fiction. All right.
So anyway, I've been over here in Elden Ring fighting through it alone with friends, and you've been over there in Frostpunk Land city managing.
Yeah, and I kind of feel bad about that because, like, you and I were kind of toe in toe for a little bit on Elden Ring, and then I just kind of, like, I don't know, I got COVID.
You abandoned me. You stopped seeking the ring. You lost the hunger.
I stopped seeking the ring. And now I'm so behind that I don't understand the memes that are coming out, which I think hurts even more. Where it's like I was like so caught up, like all of the like memes that we were being released were like stuff about like where the general populace was in the game. So I was like, oh, I understand this. And now I'm seeing like pictures of the lady with a robot arm and like a little blonde girl that has golden eyes that I think is her sister. I'm like, I don't know what these characters are, but I love them. I want to get to them. I just need to get good at the game.
The memes are deep in the lore at this point.
Yeah, I've been too busy playing Batman as well.
So tell me about sandcastles.
So sandcastles, have you ever built one? I don't know. There's not many beaches in Oregon, I don't think.
Yeah, but not very good ones. Again, there's a lot of coastline in Oregon. Mm-hmm. And so if you go to the beach, you have to bring 3 jackets because it's going to be cold and windy the whole time. Mm-hmm, but I've built a sandcastle here or there, but I've never had, like, it's never been like, oh, yay, we get to play on the beach and make a sandcastle. Like, we don't want to be out there for a super long time to make an intricately designed place to live.
See, that brings up an interesting thing of, okay, so this is about being a tycoon. And if I know anything about tycoon style games, is that they love different starting conditions. So it's like Roller Coaster Tycoon. When you first start it up, it's being like, hey, you need to make X amount of money by day 200 or something. And then there's a bunch of different other conditions of like, there's, I believe in newer Roller Coaster Tycoons, it's like depending on what locale you will get X amount of people or X style of people. So why don't we do this sort of game where depending on what location you are picking in the United States or what coast you're picking in the United States will dictate how hard it is to build and sell sandcastles in that area. And there are like different environmental things that contribute to it. So it's like,
so you're selling the sandcastles.
That's kind of where I'm leaning. Is this kind of a house selling simulator, but for like sandcastles and little people? Like who would buy sandcastles? Hermit crabs. You're selling sandcastles to hermit crabs. How adorable would that be? Like a little mom and dad.
That'd be pretty cute.
A little mom and pop hermit crab and their little kiddo. How cute.
Now here's the problem that we run into, and this is where things get nefarious. Hermit crabs have the most excellent housing market. Have you heard about what hermit crabs do with their shells when they know that they're too big for it?
Yeah, they all get in the line and then they all like jump one shell up.
They all kind of cycle up because they're like, hey, I need a new one. Who's got one for me? And someone else is like, don't you worry, I got one. I'll hook you up.
But have you seen the bullies that come in where it's like a hermit crab line has just firmly established itself? And then some hermit crab's like, well, I'm just going to cut line. And then it forces like some hermit crabs to be caught without a shell. And it's horrible.
And this is exactly the horrible, mean bully hermit crab that we get to play as in Hermit Crab Simulator. Or not Hermit Crab Simulator. Sandcastle Simulator.
Okay. I mean, that becomes a hermit crab simulator and not necessarily a sandcastle simulator, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Who's going to know?
I mean, could we do... lean into like the suck flavor of two games in one. Is there
part sandcastle, part hermit crab bullying?
Well, could it be that, you know, that's that? No, you're on. We're onto something here. So, like, one of my favorite.
I just said two random things, but go on. Yeah, we're onto something.
You're triggering the juices in my brain, buddy. So this is There's only juice in there. There's only water in my brain.
There's only juice. There's not a single solid in that beautiful little noggin.
Not a single solid.
You get Blake running around, and it sounds like you're shaking a can of soda.
Yeah, like a half-drank bottle of water. So, okay. So I'm wondering, could we do this sort of game where... hold on, let me finish that other thought I was going to say before we talk about Waterbrain.
Okay.
One of my favorite, like, one of the things I always wanted to do with Frostpunk or any sort of, like, city management game, I love when there is an option to just go into first-person mode and just experience the city I have built, like, walking around it and, like, existing, because it reminds me of, like, of walking through... like a miniature toy town. And I wonder, can we capture that magic in a more nefarious way? What could we do, some sort of system where one player is building this city and the other one is another player is playing the nefarious hermit crab doing property crimes on these sandcastles?
So the nefarious crab is running around extorting and exploiting hermit crabs, forcing them on the outs, and then the sandcastle simulator is being like, oh, good, you've given me a new person to then sell a castle to, because this hermit crab needs somewhere to live. He's soft and squishy and needs a home. He can buy a whole castle.
Okay, so
is an isometric co-op game where one person plays a bully in an open sandbox and the other one plays a simulator in a sandcastle selling game.
Okay, so I want to go bigger. I want to go bigger with this. So that's how the game starts. But so let's look at the sandcastle player for a second. Their goal is to try and build a big city and make as much money as possible. But as they have more money, that means they have more resources. So could they hire, like, maybe construction hermit crabs that have, like, cute little, like, you know, like those orange cones that go on, like, they go on this on the street when there's, like, construction happening or, like, a closed highway? What if that was their shell? Like, they were construction hermit crabs. I think that's just adorable.
Yes.
But vice versa, the crab who's a bully, as they steal more shells and make more money by selling shells on the black market, they can start hiring more mob hermit crabs to help them handle the bigger and bigger city. So, like, it's just you. The gameplay is you're trying to outgrow your opposing player to where they can't build anymore, or they can't bully you anymore, or there's, like, enough construction or infrastructure that stops the mob from happening. How did mobs get broken up? Breaking's not a word.
The government?
The government?
I don't know. I don't know anything about mobs.
I know they used to be really
big. I keep my nose really clean around here. I stay away from mobs and gangs.
I mean, you can still, like, learn about them.
I know you might think that I have, like, a dirty nose and, like, hang out with all the dark, seedy underbelly types, as I am one to move from city to city. Mm-hmm. But no, I run a pretty tight ship for me.
That's the real narrative of why AJ moves so much. He's just, like, running away from the law. And he's just...
No. A clean nose and a good boy. That's what they all say about me.
That's
anybody
what they all
that says
say?
AJ Hart, criminal mastermind, is wrong.
If you were to go on the run for a crime, what would it be? Just, like, stealing Gundam? Just, like, stealing, like, the most expensive Gundams, and then you just hot-tail it out of there? You're like a Wild
Man,
West
dude,
bandit,
if
but
I
for
could
anime
build,
shit.
Like, a full fucking, like, one of those, like, 2 feet tall Deaths or Hell Scythe Gundams.
Ooh.
Oh, that would riff. I don't even like the Hell Scythe.
I thought it was Dread Scythe.
Dread Scythe. Anyway, the one that looks like a vampire. I don't even like that Gundam, but if I could build a big one, it'd be so funny.
Hey, bro.
It would be the funniest thing.
Bro, when you get your house, I'm going to come over, and it's just going to have, you're going to have Wall of Gundam. All of your stolen Gundams that you stole from every city you've left.
That I stole from all the city and all of the crime bosses.
All right.
Blake Ray, would you like another video game
idea? I would love another video game.
This comes from Dr. Peener on Twitter, at Dr._Peener. A MOBA centered around a high school football game. Carry the ball to the goal while avoiding the angry fans of the rival team.
Oh.
For some reason, the parents are pissed and you are going on the field to attack the rival team. Blake, you don't have a lot of MOBA experience beyond Pokemon. But yeah. I think that that is the... You know what? I think that's a fine base level. You played Pokemon. First,
yeah, just get shit to the goal. Like, that's all... That's what the that's yeah, the basis it's of just any like MOBA.
Continue running down the lanes and break their tower so you can break their base.
But
what if instead of that there was just one lane and you were just going at it over and over and over again, and instead of having a whole fun cast of characters that all feel super dynamic, it's a cast of like 155 different characters that are just like John, Jerry, Jug, Jimothy,
so
Johnson. Because they're all just human football players that have the exact same stats. It's just a matter of what position you're going to play. Okay. And you're just playing football. It's how just an this, NFL football game, how, but it's run online, so you have a full... How many football players are on a field? 12? 11?
I've never played football
in high school. I should know this.
I've only ever played baseball. That's the only, like... MOBA I've ever played in real life.
I think the big problem with like football games, the football video games, the fact that they're not a team sport.
They're also not
one
fun.
Person. Yeah, but wouldn't it be way more fun if you had a full group of players on the field and they got to play the game together for 5 seconds at a time?
There's no coordination. Yeah, so it's like...
There is, of course, coordination because everybody gets to vote on what play they're going to do.
Oh, like
you go through the little menu between plays every time so you can see like what... Like the in football games, in between plays, you go to a menu where you're then able to like decide what plays you want to run.
Yeah, but it lasts like 5 seconds. That. It's like super fast. It's like, hey, here's the two plays you can pick between. It's randomly selected, and it's just about the joy of this game comes from how discoordinated everybody is. I think that's the cool game that should not be made element of this is like
everybody's
there is
going to
not
get a bunch
time.
Of different possible. Yeah. Plays that they can do. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to vote on it. And by vote, I really just mean they're going to show their hand and be like, this is what I plan on doing.
Mm-hmm.
But then here's where the real gimmick comes in. Mm-hmm. Is once everybody said, hey, this is what I'm going to do, they can still change their mind when they hit the play button, right?
God, yeah. Because everybody's doing their own thing.
If all my blockers said they're going to go left, but all my passers said they're going to go right, does my defensive or does my offensive line change it up?
Mm-hmm.
Do my ball runners change it up? What happens now? Now we're panicking.
Yeah,
this is the game.
Does the quarterback decide to say fuck it and just go for? Can a quarterback do that? Can they just run if they wanted to?
Just go for a QB run? Yeah, that happens a lot.
I know next to nothing about football except for concussions are a problem, the quarterback gets sacked. Which I think is a very funny phrase to say about a person.
Do you know what being sacked means?
Somebody took out the quarterback before they can throw it, or right?
Being sacked is when the quarterback is tackled or taken down before the ball moves past where the ball started the play.
Oh, okay. That's a very sexual thing, I'm going to just say. I grew up in, like, the 2010s, and sacked had a different connotation back then.
Well, that's because when you talked about sacking people, it was walking around and punching them in the nards in the middle
of the passing period. No, those people are assholes. I never got why that was funny. Like, everybody, there was, like, a solid period of time. I was like, haha, how funny is it to hit people in the nuts? I'm like, you're stupid. I will outright say you are a blight on society if you just go around hitting people in the nuts. It's not funny.
You just didn't have a jackass phase.
I had a jackass phase. I'm still in it. I still think nut hitting is not funny. Okay. I want to throw some spice at this. Could we do, like, because I feel like every MOBA has, like, a fantastic or a fantasy element to it. Could this game, I want to pitch you on two concepts. One, we lean hardcore.
I want it to be no fantasy, and it's just normal dudes.
Okay, then I have one other condition. I have a condition that this game needs to have. Do you remember the sports games that were, like, on the Xbox 360 Blockbuster era? Where it was, like, where it was just, like, super fucking dude-centric, where it was, like... How would I say this? It felt like games that only thought dudes played games... and they were just problematic and awful and just really shitty. Like, especially, yeah, like, design-wise.
Games?
No, I mean, okay, there are some video games that were really bad, but some video games are really good.
Are you talking about shit like the Bikini Samurai video games?
Yeah. What if we did something... I want it to feel kind of like that. I want it to feel like a...
You want it to feel like a Bikini Samurai video game?
Yeah, but all of the... picture it, but it's all the cast are just, like, yoked football players. We do the opposite. We play the opposite field here. Or is this too problematic?
It's not problematic. Sorry, I just went ahead and Googled to make sure that I wasn't crazy. I went ahead and Googled Bikini Samurai. No, this was a video game that I remember.
That's a game. Oh,
there's apparently a Wii game called Bikini Zombie Slayers where they fight zombies.
Also, there's fucking a movie from 2008, Oni-chan Bara the Movie.
Video games are wild, huh?
Bikini Samurai Squad. Oh no, I turned on the trailer on accident. That's not a good intro. okay.
Hey, you want to see the reception for Bikini Samurai? Destructoid, 4.5 out of 10. Eurogamer, 3 out of 10. Famitsu, 27 out of 40? What if there was Famitsu on? Game Informer, 6 out of 10. Game Informer really did say, this is a video game.
Wow.
Game Pro, 1 out of 5.
The movie
GameSpot,
actually,
2.5
the movie got
out
a better
10.
Rating than the video game. The movie got a 4.7. So yeah, they figured out the formula and then made it a little bit better. Okay, my other pitch with this game is there a way that the game starts off like a simple football thing where everything's just kind of like every character is an independent player and they're all coordinating from different locations in the world only based off of like what play they vote on? Is there a way that the game
and
gets
an active
more
game
complex?
Chat? I think there's a game chat also.
No, too simple. That makes it too easy.
I think that having 11 people on open comms is hella chaotic.
It'd be more like 40 people, isn't it? Like, I thought, like, four. How many players? No, a team is 40 people because they have to have people. There's like the attackers and the defenders, right? There's like, or is that? Please don't let me drown here. Like, I know nothing. I know next to nothing about football.
Football teams have 11 players on the field.
Okay. So, and they have more than that on the benches because the...
Oh, here's the solution, then.
And the defender,
we do proximity chat.
Oh.
And then everybody can yell and hoot and holler when they're all on the line, and you'll hear all of the people that are on the line. But when you do a huddle, you only hear the people that are in the huddle.
So, I like that because then you could hear the other team, too, because it's proximity chat. So if you can...
Yeah, you could potentially, when people are doing a huddle, you could be like, okay, hey, Tim, I need you to run over to the other team and eavesdrop on their huddle, but watch for the refs.
Oh, God. I mean, but it's an open field. How would you get away with that? You just walk
You'd
over and they'd
be
like, hey,
sneaky.
Get the fuck away. See, what I'm trying to figure out is like, how does this game evolve as it goes on? Like, what is... They mentioned, like, angry fans of the rival team. Do the fans get more and more rowdy as the season goes on? So it's like, you are going to be thrown... You could have come up with this plan, you could have great communication, but the angry fans are always going to throw a wrench in your stees. So it's like, when the angry fans are starting, what happened... I guess I want to figure out what happens on level one with the fans versus what do the fans do on the Super Bowl level of the game.
Maybe they just make it so loud. They cheer you so loud and so much that you cannot hear other people in chat.
Oh, okay. So there's a sound element.
They just cause a lot of noise pollution. Yeah.
Okay. So what do they... I'm picturing them coming onto the field and they start like...
they start acting as a secret 12th and 13th man on the enemy team.
Okay, because I'm picturing like those people, like those hardcore fans who like show up to the game in their own jersey and their own gear,
yes.
Like thinking like, man, maybe what if they see me in the crowd and they pick me and they let me play with them? Like, no, bro, that's never happening. You fucking nerd.
No, but they do that. It's a real Rudy scene. They grab somebody out of the crowd and they lift him up and they're like, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Oh, God. Jesus. I'm sorry. I'm very aggressive towards, like, just hyper football bros. I just...
You just hate people that like things. I
no,
get it.
I love people that like things. One of my favorite creators in the world is a guy who just gets jazzed about turning things into sausages. Like, that's his whole thing. He's a wonderful man.
What does he turn into sausages?
Anything
you
can think.
I don't need to know this.
He's turned watermelon into sausages. He has turned any kind of meat you can think of into sausages. And his video quality and audio quality, it's shit, AJ. It's absolutely shit. But it's so. But his passion for what he's doing is so engrossing. And I love that. I love seeing people be happy about things. Okay.
Unless they're happy about football.
Unless they're happy about football, because football.
This is American football we're talking about specifically. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Cool. Cool.
All right.
Cool.
I want to talk about another game. We just brought up a game that was all about on the field, on the turf.
I am putting a pin in 64-on-64 proximity chat live football. Football 2 sequel to football.
Okay, you know what?
All the wonder
of
football.
That.
None of the concussions.
I agree with that. That has that problematic energy we strive for here. All right, we are going to go off the field now, and we're going to go into the classroom. This one comes to us on Twitter from Hollow Slow Jams Forever Theory at Slow Jams Forever, Leisure Suit Larry, Magmar Cum Laude. One thing we haven't seen yet, AJ, is a raunchy school backdrop Pokemon game.
Apparently you don't hang out on Newgrounds nearly as much as I do, but that's okay.
Is Newgrounds still relevant? I feel like Newgrounds
no.
was... Yeah, I was about to say, is like Newgrounds, that's like... That's when like Ego Raptor was
his
start.
I'm concerned that joke doesn't land at all in any way, shape, or form because people don't remember Newgrounds.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not even a matter of dating myself. I don't even think that people that are older than me remember Newgrounds. I think it's gone.
No, Newgrounds is still around. I've gone on there a couple of times because some of my favorite artists
for what
shit.
For porn?
No, maybe.
That's only funny because I remember like every time like word goes around that some social media platform is going to be buckling down on like NSFW artwork, uh-huh. The dude from Newgrounds is like, you can always come and use Newgrounds still, and everyone's like, we're not gonna use Newgrounds still, bud.
I mean, it's still active. People still post a lot of art there, and some of it's very good. Oh, hey, it's a penny and stocking art. And that is.
Are you on Newgrounds right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at Newgrounds. I'm just kind of seeing what's up. Wow, people are starting to upload like 3D models to the site. That's pretty bitchin'. Well, that's cool.
What do we do on Newgrounds? Let me take a tour of Newgrounds.
Yeah,
I want to be on
fun. Okay, so.
Hey, listener, join us on our new audio tour of Newgrounds.com.
Right.
I'm so glad that it still looks like Newgrounds.
Yeah,
this is.
They haven't evolved it at all. It's just like a big wall of just art that you don't get to see the whole art unless you click on it. Which is like, that's still like genius. Good shit. Good shit.
We got an Ed's World animation right here on the front page.
All right. All right.
Thank God. Nothing's changed.
All right. This bit's done because I have a huge thing against like podcasters just talking about things that the audience can't see. So we are going to do a Pokemon school game from the perspective of Magmar. Do you know Magmar? Were they on our Smash or Pass list? Yeah, they were on their Smash or Pass list. I think we both said pass.
Wait, I think I do. What does it involve into?
Magmar's like that weird, like, dinosaur-looking Pokemon.
Is it the fire chicken?
Kind of. I mean, it doesn't really look like a chicken. It has more of like a duck bill.
It's
and
the
then
super
it,
big, super buff fire gold duck.
I guess kind of, and it evolves into Magmortar.
Yeah, okay, I know Magmar.
God, what Magmortar? I'm
what
stupid.
A horrible Pokemon.
Yeah, it is disgusting. sorry, I'm just feeling really like Randy today. Not Randy.
Kind of mean.
Yeah, just I feel kind of like I don't know. Maybe Maybe my mom calling me saying I have mommy issues, like, really just snapped me.
You need to go talk to somebody about that.
I gotta go to therapy now. I'll be better next week, I promise.
Okay, so from a Pokemon game from the perspective of Magmar.
What does Magmar's goal mean? Yeah, because, like, Leisure Suit Larry, the idea, his whole goal is he's trying to get laid.
He's just a little horny goblin man that wants to get laid.
And I love making bad games. I don't think I want to make a game about
Magmar
laid.
Running around trying to fuck down. Yeah,
yeah, because, like, that, it's just, I'm not, no.
So no elaboration needed, my man. I'm not doing that.
So can we take, like, kind of a 1980s school film approach where they are the loser kid trying to become popular? Like, I think that...
Might I hit you with this? What if he's the loser kid trying to become powerful?
Trying to become powerful, trying to evolve?
What if during the video game Bully, instead of the bully getting cooler and more liked by the school, he simply got larger and more buff?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I think I did just create just like a little RPG where you run around in school beating up people, and that's just about any JRPG, isn't it?
Well, hold on. What if we fucking, okay, let's turn it on its head. Instead of, like, it, you know, I want to take that perspective of, you know, like, we've all seen it where there's the film about some school kid, it could be a man, woman, no matter what, where they fall in love with somebody. And they think they're perfect, they think they're awesome, but that by the end of the movie they found out the person that they were in love with was kind of a piece of shit. What if we took that, but it's between a Pokemon and a Pokemon trainer? So at the beginning of the game, Magmar finds this Pokemon trainer, and all they've ever wanted, all they've ever hoped for, was to be claimed by a Pokemon trainer and go on a fantastic adventure.
And they're just a little Magpie
And they're just
right
a little
now.
Magmar right now. And like
Magpie.
So. Magpie?
Nope,
is that what they start?
What's the little baby Magmar?
I think they just start as Magmar.
No, they added a baby evolution for it. Its name is Magpie. Magby. M-A-G-B-Y.
Oh, that's way cuter than what it evolves into.
Mm-hmm.
So the game is about, like, the game starts as, like, this Magmar going around doing all of these college things, like, training against other Pokemon, going into school, just living a school life, trying to become more and more powerful by doing all of these kind of side quests. This kind of feels like Bully, that, like, Xbox, that another one of those, like, fucking weird...
The hit Rockstar video game Bully.
Yeah, I never played it, but I anytime I look at that game, I'm like, that game probably sucked.
That game ruled.
What? I feel like I look at that game and it's going to have a problematic, like, any game set in college, like, or like.
Oh, it's not just, it's not set in college. It's set in a boarding high school.
Okay. I mean, that's even worse, honestly. I feel like.
Honestly, I'm sure that there's things about Bully that don't age well, but it is a very fun game because, like, it takes a lot of, like, the engines and expectations that you get out of, like, a Grand Theft Auto video game, but scales them down into, like, the high school world. And so you'll have missions where it's like, hey, your mission here is to get the line to the movie theater shorter. And so your solution will be like, oh, steal a bike of one of the kids that is in line and run away with it so that kid will leave line.
Okay.
Come back and spill ice cream all over somebody.
Okay, like, that I dig. That's fun.
It's a very fun game.
So what do you think we can apply from Bully to something like this? Because I feel like everybody's always craving that they want a Pokemon open world game, and we're going to give it to them. Arceus doesn't exist. It was a bad game. An open world Pokemon game has never existed. So
no one's been brave enough to try it yet.
Nobody's been brave enough to try it, and we're gonna do it with the most unlikely character. We're gonna get everybody to fall in love with Magmar by the end of this game, or Magmortar, or that's gonna be it. That's a big tough ask.
That's a big pill to swallow, my man. Look at Magmortar.
It's bad. It's just a bad design.
It's a real crime on the face and eyeballs.
Real face crime. So
I do like its horrible smile, though.
Oh, like that where there's like a little bit of teeth going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, see, there's weird things.
Magmortar looks like he's up to something nefarious.
Oh, there isn't teeth. Why did I... oh, does this image have a little bit of teeth? For some reason I thought he had teeth, but nope, I guess not. Yeah, it is kind of that, it does have that nefarious big grin to it. He got Joker-fied. After college, he got Joker-fied. All right, so can we do some sort of game where the idea is that you want to get fully evolved before the end of college? And as you evolve, you basically get access to more abilities that you can apply to all of these little missions.
Do we want to be doing this in the real Pokemon world or in the Mystery Dungeon Pokemon world?
I've never played Mystery Dungeon, so I don't
know. Do you know what Mystery Dungeon is?
The only thing I know about it is that you take a quiz at the beginning of it that assigns you a Pokemon, and it's bad etiquette to look up the answers that allow you to pick the Pokemon that you actually want.
I'm so glad you know the one and only true rule about Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. It is bad etiquette and morally... It is actually morally unjust. It's one of the few, like, hard, morally unjust and objectively bad person things you can do to cheat the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon quiz.
I would do it. If I can play Eevee, I would focus on Eevee.
Well, that's because you're a bad person, but we already know that. We have 150 podcast episodes to chronicle this.
Yeah, and my mom also says I'm a bad. Yeah, I mean, there's evidence. There's evidence. I'm making this a through line joke because I need to vent somehow.
because you're not doing therapy. You have a podcast. goddammit.
Yeah, that's why everybody should start a podcast. Just get people to listen to your bullshit. All right. So
you do a trivia test. You get assigned a Pokemon, and then you are in a world of only Pokemon. It's just you, your best friend's a Pokemon, the school bully's a Pokemon. You join a fun little guild, and you go on adventures to go help Pokemon that get lost in the woods. It's a very fun little thing.
But we could do that
as Magmar.
Could we do that? Oh my god, so what's that test that you take right at the beginning of college? It's not SAT, it's ASAT, or...
I took an SAT.
Is it that? Where it's like, it figures out, like, kind of they gauge what you need to be
in? Where it gauges how smart you are?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to say it like that, because that's kind of... I don't want to feel bad, because I don't think I did very well.
I know that I got, like, a solid, like, C on most of the SAT stuff.
Hey, dude, C's get degrees.
Get degrees.
So could we do some sort of thing where the game starts and you're in first-person perspective? You do not know you are a Pokemon, but you take the test, and that dictates what Pokemon you're going to be. But how this differs from Dungeon is that all of the options are Pokemon that you know nobody fucking wants to actually be. Magmar is on the list. What are some other ones?
Muk.
You can be, what's his face? The fish that everybody loves.
Magikarp?
Yeah, you can be Magikarp. Oh my god, you know what this feels like? This feels like the world of My Gym Partner's a Monkey. And it's just kind of like, imagine a college that operates like that college does. Where there's like, there's like in all the school hallways, there's like actual like rivers and shit that like the shark bully was able to swim in. But then there's also like jungle themed classrooms.
Please, the bully was a dolphin.
No, the bully was a shark. What?
Was Wait, he not a dolphin? The mean bully that was a dolphin. Fish was a dolphin that had a fish tank on his head.
He had headphones. I must remind. Okay, bully. My Gym Partner's a Monkey.
I hope that other people remember the hit TV show My Gym Partner's a Monkey.
Yeah, bro. His name is Virgil Bull Sharkowski. Is a bull shark.
I do not remember this character at all.
Wait, you don't remember this character? What? There's... Okay,
yeah.
So, you know, he was like a comment... What? That's so bizarre. All right. Yes, it was a shark that was a bully. So can we do... Oh, my God.
So you take a trivia test. You get assigned an ugly Pokemon. You then have to live through your school solving all sorts of little, like, world-based puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like
a
Pokemon Snap game.
Mm-hmm,
that you then get XP for. You can learn new moves, which will help you solve other environment puzzles.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. I want to throw another, like, kind of school thing into this. Remember Sky High? Like that superhero.
Yeah.
You know, like how their system was, it was a school where you had the people who were in like the hero classes
there
and
was the
people
hero
that were in the
classes
sidekick
the
classes.
The hero villain track or the sidekick track. Yeah.
Yes. So what if we did some sort of high school or college where it was like you had trainers and then you had Pokemon? So it's like the Pokemon are taking their own classes to figure out, okay, who's going to be my partner, while the trainers are training to find out who's going to be their, like, their go-to Pokemon. So
okay, and those are the people that you're running around doing all these little adventures and quests for because you're trying to charm them, and you're like, no, I know I'm a fire type. I know it's going to be a hard sell, but I think I can get Misty to make me part of her team. I know
So it's like you're trying to find a trainer to fill, like, the hole in your heart, that kind of vibe. So how does the game end? Because I feel like games like this should end
with... There'll be multiple endings depending on who you've chosen, which route you've gone down the track for.
Oh, you're saying this is a multiple route game.
Yeah, so... and there'll be easier ones, right? Like, if you have if you start off as a really ugly electric Pokemon, I can't think of any because all the electric Pokemon fucking whip. But you wanted to get the ending where you went with the electric gym trainer, it'll be really easy. But if you had like a water type and you wanted the lightning gym leader, it's going to be really difficult. You're going to have to pull a lot more strings and call in a lot more favors and do a lot more mini games to gain access to people that will help you do lightning based things.
AJ, you know how we're going to make $1 billion fucking dollars from this game? I have one thing.
Microtransactions.
That... No.
Season pass.
I know how we're going to sell more copies than any fucking Pokemon game ever made. And here's how. You know who the students are at this college or at this high school or this college? It's
all the gym leaders from the Kanto region.
Yeah, but no, all of the gym leaders from every single Pokemon game, but they're high school students. So it's like them, but younger. And everybody's going to be like, I can't fucking wait to see Cynthia. Or, like, they're going to see all of their favorite gym leaders, but, like, as just what they were like as rowdy teenagers. Or, like, see how they, like...
That would be fun.
Yeah, it'd be so fucking cute and cool. Like, imagine seeing, like... Oh God, I'm trying to think of who are the gym leaders that stand
out most.
That's
one problem, though, right? Is, like, some of them are going to be hard-locked. Like, there are some Pokemon, like, characters out there that have a pretty hard and set partner Pokemon. Like, I don't know if there's a Cynthia ending... Because God knows we are not going to let people play as Garchomp, one of the coolest Pokemon. And her partner's Garchomp.
Well,
you can't have a Cynthia without a Garchomp.
I think it's fine to do a game. Because, like, people, like, have Pokemon. Like, I mean, like, I think how this goes is like, oh, so you say you get on Cynthia's team. It just... Then you think about it in the context of the game she's
you
in.
Just get
like
benched.
Yeah, that Pokemon is currently in her Poke storage or whatever the fuck it's called. So it's like it's kind of a sad ending regardless, but it would be kind. Think about how cool would it be. So like you go through the game and you find the gym leader that you're bonded to, and then like the end credits is just like them showing their gym and what in like the gym that they take over or that they grow into, and then there you are standing next to them at the end of the game as the credits are rolling, and it's all
It'll
pixelated
be a
and
fun
cute.
Way to end it.
It'd be so cute. It'd be so fucking cute. But then. This game doesn't have any stink, though. Is there any stink we can apply to this? Or do we want to pick up...
No
fuck.
Stink that I'm comfortable with, so I'd like to pick a nug that we can get some real stink on.
Okay. Do you want to give one more game, or do you want to...
No, we're at 44 minutes. We've got 3 submissions. I'm pretty confident I know what our nug is.
What's our nug?
Our nug is going to be Football 2 sequel to Football.
Football
the
2
live chat.
To...
64-on-64 proximity chat. Always mics on football video game. that is billed as a MOBA because there's so many selectable characters, but it is just a football game that you are playing with a fuck ton of strangers.
Can we... Okay, to add a little bit more stink, because this is a game that is very, very much built upon communication, is there ways we can do status effects? So, like, one of the other things that I always hear about in football is, like, people getting hurt.
If you tackle somebody really bad, you can give them a fake concussion. And we will sit down with a team of developers to develop what having a concussion would look and feel like in a video game.
I think
it will be horrible, a horrible experience.
Well, I think it could be, depending on the severity, I think the easy way of handling that is, you know, like... In some video games, when a character's drunk or inhibited or something, they just go to flipped tank control. So like when you position the stick left, your character goes right, and they're stumbling.
Yeah.
I wonder if like that's what happens. Is like the controls flip on you, and your connection to the voice chat, it like dips in and out. So like your ability to like listen to things. Gets less and less.
I'm really glad that we get the opportunity to gamify what having a concussion would feel.
Is that the stink that you're looking for, buddy?
This is the stink that I'm looking for. Yes, exactly.
Sweet, 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 sweet. All right, let's go to modifiers. Like, this is, I think this is a good game for modifiers. Because there is... All right, for those that don't know, we have a Patreon. If you join our Patreon, it's $2 a month. You can get on our private Discord where we do game nights, we hang out, and you can submit modifiers to the game. This week's modifier is outfits. So you can kind of pick... That's another fun like element to it. So it's like you get to design what your team looks like. If I've watched anybody play WWE enough,
every player gets to decide what they're dressing as.
Oh my god, that's gonna be so fucking chaotic. So it's
it's going to be a real garbage fest for the eyes.
I'm picturing, because like some people might go fucking a completely opposite color as to their other players. So
yeah,
like,
the only way that you know who's on whose team is based on what direction they're facing.
No, they have like a colored name tag. So it's like you can kind of see at a glance, but it's not.
Okay.
But it's like so small that it's like,
okay, this is a good question. Is this a first person experience?
No, this feels like a top down, like any other like football game, right?
Let me hit you with
this.
Yeah. If we're going to be trying to gamify and give the players the audio sensation of having a concussion, if it sounds like I'm making light of having a concussion, I'm so sorry. I'm not. It's just that the idea of sitting down and trying to gamify what that would be like is such a stupid idea. I think that it works best if we do it from a first-person perspective.
Oh.
And so I want to do colored name tags, but you can only see the colored name tags in first person, so you'll have to get a glance
of it. Okay, that makes it even more fucking craziness. And it also, like, when you get a concussion, like, your vision gets all fucking, like, weird and vignetted, and... Or it's like gets a little shaky. God, this is gonna make me vomit. This is a bomb game. Oh my god. Okay. I like this. Let's figure out.
So, what are some unlockable outfits?
This one goes to us from Gazer. A bucket with arm and leg holes. I love the idea of these Fall Guy ass like costumes that people can wear. And the idea of like a big bucket that has like it's filled with fake ice and fake beers feels very football to me for some reason.
I'm so involved in the idea of a meta based around the idea of like, okay, my QB wears a big bucket with arms and leg holes because I know that the ball will clip in and out of the big bucket outfit, and people will never be able to tell whether or not I'm holding the football or not.
Oh, that's a secret strat. So it's like you, when you get the ball,
the outfits will be the strats, my friend.
Oh my god, and then picture all of these costumes piling in on one another, and it's just clipping. Would it be?
Yes.
Oh, but here's the thing, though. Oh God, this is gonna be first person. So you're gonna, you know, like when you're playing like kind of a janky game, that their clipping isn't very good, where you can like walk up to a character, like an NPC or one of your,
and you face through their face, but you see their eyeballs.
It's just gonna be like nothing but that when tackling happens. How the hell are you gonna keep track of anything? Oh, that's disgusting. I hate that. I hate that a lot. All right, I got another one. If you don't have one.
I've got one. This is from Gazer. A Gritty suit. You know Gritty, the hockey mascot?
What? Oh,
you don't
God.
Know Gritty, the hockey mascot?
Yeah, he's got googly eyes and a big beard. Okay, love it. Okay, so it's like one where it's just like really animated fur, basically.
Yeah, just hyper detailed, hyper animated fur.
They look like Cousin It from, what's it called, Adam's Family?
They look like Cousin It, if you could see what Cousin It's face looked like. Yeah, that's a great example.
Oh, I got another one. Turtle Lover 224 cardboard mecha outfit. So imagine like a whole football team of just people that have designed like just like.
Oh, if you see a team that are loaded in with the same outfit, you're in for a bad time because you know they're organized.
So wait, we didn't even talk about that at all. Is this a game where you are randomly assigned?
We didn't even
assigned?
Think about queuing up.
Or is this like this is gonna
the teams are so big, it would be nearly impossible to have a fully communicated team. You know what I mean? Like, I want to have it randomized, like when every time you go in for a new like play, mm-hmm. some people are getting swapped in and out because that's how football works. People are going in and out of huddles. It's going to be so random. People are going to queue up for games where they're just on the bench the entire time and there's nothing they can do about it. They just got benched.
Hold on, I got a pitch for you that I think would be really fucking cool. So it is always random at the beginning. But if mm-hmm. your team wins, you can all vote to stay as a team. So then it's like, so it's basically you can like, it's like when we're playing Rocket League, you can be like, hey, vote for a rematch or whatever. But instead of a rematch, it's like, hey, let's vote to stay as a team and ride it out. And like, you can actually win this game if your team wins. Like, how many games are in a season? It's like 24. Or like 12 or some.
Yeah, 24.
Yeah, so it's like if your team can win 24 of these games in a row, you technically win the story of the game, and you get you get like some sort of like trophy
you
that goes on your trophy
crazy
wall.
Season pass awards, like for consecutive wins.
Yeah, or it's like you have like, because like another thing I remember about football is like you get rings and a trophy. So like maybe you have a trophy room that you can go to where it's like the room where you pick your costume. Like the locker room, you can design your own little locker room where it's like, it has a wall of all of the trophies you've won. It has like all of your costumes. It has all of your rings, has all of like,
I love the idea that you can get more and more rings that you can, that you'll always be able to see on your hands.
Yes. Oh dude. And, and then you unlock the super secret ending when you get a ring for every finger.
Yes. All right. Blake Ray, this rules. We just need to find a name for it.
You know, it's a dumb name, but I love the one that you said of Football 2, the sequel to football. It's just it's just so dumb, but it's like dumb in a way that makes me so happy. I'm down to call it that because it's very weird.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Football 2, the sequel to football.
Sweet. All right, let's go to patch notes.
Let's go to patch notes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Patch Notes. We just wanted to quickly say, if you liked our guest episode last week, we are currently doing a Let's Play on our YouTube channel with a game that person designed. How fucking cool is that? We've never been able to do that before. We're having a great time. It's very brutal. There are only two episodes because it did get very overwhelming in our second episode with math.
It's a very busy game, and you have to do math and keep numbers in line, and it's hard to do a show.
You also have to remember
like
barcodes and shit. It was very difficult, but if you want to see AJ and I just panic the fuck out, or watch me panic while AJ criticizes me for no good reason whatsoever, come check us out. It'll be a lot of fun.
And that's going to be where we leave the show this week. As always, thank you so much for listening. The intro and outro music we use is Cheap Shot by Anna Monoguchi, an excellent song from an excellent band for an excellent game. I've been one of your hosts, AJ Hart.
And I have been your other host, Blake Rea.
This has been Spiritual Successor, and these are cool games
that should not be made.